Chapter 4. Earth's Supreme Tribunal met in its private chambers, located in a quiet mountain retreat in North America's Rocky Mountains, in an area once called Colorado. It was a secret location known only to a few select people. The critical and only subject of the meeting was the extensive media coverage from the previous day. A mysterious ship appeared and deposited a device on the moon. Missiles were launched from the planet, but the ship evaded them. And then there was the infamous footage caught by a freighter crew. The strange ship was recorded shooting across the surface of the Pacific Ocean with the tremendous wakes created by its passing, and the images were sold to a major media broadcast company. "The images of the unknown ship match those recorded by the reunion," Quan Wu stated, laying her tablet on the antique wood table around which the tribunal was seated. Wu was elected by the space and militia leadership to sit on the tribunal and previously had held the position of rear admiral.
"We should send for Captain Lumley," said Giuseppe Lucchese. "I have questions for him."
"Now you have questions for him," Wu said and chuckled. "It was you who insisted the captain and his crew be held incommunicado and the announcement of their discovery kept quiet."
"That last part is moot," said Ian Brennan, whose chair on the tribunal was filled by a vote of the corporate giants of the new UE order. "The entire system's population is probably guessing, and rightly so, that these are the aliens that they've been worrying about, and that we've known about them all along."
Giuseppe Lucchese leaned back in his chair. He carefully adjusted a button on his black robe to buy him time to consider his response, but refrained from running his finger under the ever-tightening and chafing upright collar. Lucchese was dressed as the other two tribunes were, but he required his tailor fabricate a new robe every few months to conceal his growing bulk.
"What's done is done," Lucchese finally said. "We must consider our options under the present circumstances."
Brennan and Wu shared a quick glance. They were the pair who kept Lucchese's ilk in check. His position was filled from among the UE...